Hello, good evening. This is Steve Barish at Steve Barish, and I just wanted to say hello to everybody. We have Megan Bell with us this evening, Art Bell's daughter, and we're going to talk about nuclear receptors. She's taking over her dad's business, as she has been, and doing a great job, and we want to talk about them because it's something that's so wonderful that people should really know more about them. So without further ado, we want to, just to invite Megan Bell here. Megan, how are you doing, honey?
I'm not doing too bad. Thank you, Steve. As I was just explaining, I had to make an unfortunate visit to the dentist earlier, and so I have no feeling in half of my mouth.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing, but I'm getting through it, so hopefully I'll get some feeling back soon.
Right,
but it's good to be here. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. The reason we wanted to bring Megan here is because of the nuclear or super receptors that she's making right now, the same receptors that her father made and is doing quite a wonderful job at them. And
so
we thought we'd start with them and let us know exactly what she's wearing and how she feels about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have on the gold today, needing an energy boost, so I switch between the blue sapphire and the brown diamond quite frequently,
right.
But I'm wearing the gold, and I find that the gold is, you can feel it so much more than you can, I mean, the silver you can feel, obviously, but the gold is so intense.
Yeah.
And so I'm quite low energy today due to having unfortunate energy during half my mouth. It's helping me a lot, so...
Yeah, I have on my nuclear receptor. Mine's same thing as yours. It's 18 karat gold. It's got the pave, which is diamonds in platinum, and I've been wearing it for the past, I think, about 15 years with your dad. So we've had enormous things happen with them. If you have poor health conditions or nervousness, indecision. Both over and underweight, poor complexion, loss of hair, different things of that nature. These necklaces are so powerful that they can really help. And one thing I must say about these necklaces that I, one of the first things that happened to me, if you don't mind me saying, is that when I took the necklace off and I put it on, and then took it off again, you could feel the energy shift every time I would do that. Also, if you would take your finger and put it on the back of the necklace, on the spiral, you could actually feel and see, or at least I can, see the finger in my mind's eye. It was quite incredible, and it lasted there for about 10 minutes. So it was quite interesting that it had that kind of power. And I started realizing, that this was quite a piece of equipment. And it's so beautiful. We used to have a lot of fun with these, taking them to the shows. And so it's really, really quite incredible.
Hey, Steve, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so a lot of people ask me about the plating, you know, with the having them plated, and I know that the purer the metal, the higher vibratory level that there is to work from. But I mean, for me anyway, I feel the effects of the purer metal, so you know, the platinum and the gold, so much more than you know that you feel the silver. Now a lot of you know my clients obviously feel the silver, but we're doing the zinc now as well. Which is also fantastic. But, I mean, you know, for the clients who kind of say that they can't necessarily, they don't always feel it straight away, has that got something to do with, you know, the way that their bodies are or the way that they've treated them? And or, you know, how is it that some people feel the effect a lot stronger than other people?
Well, the reason that they feel the effects of it stronger, some people are more... let's say energetic with the necklace itself. In other words, their energy is a little bit more superior. in terms of the feeling of energy, and that's why they feel different. But I wore the silver receptor for about 9 years. I had blue sapphire, and I needed it for my heart, and that really helped me tremendously for 8 or 9 years. And I wasn't so fast to put on a diamond piece as maybe some of the people are today, because I really wanted the effect of it to really last a long time. So that really helped me and helped change a lot of things in my body. So I think one of the reasons that people have a little bit of a problem is they're going a little bit too fast with the necklace. In other words, they have 6 months, they want a blue sapphire, and the next thing they know, they want to wear a diamond. It doesn't work that way. The sapphire takes a long time to, any stone that you're wearing would take a long time to repair the body, and that's what you want to do. So I wore mine for 8 years, and I wasn't sorry for it because that really changed a lot in me. And to this day, I thank your dad for that, because the RNA, the DNA, everything changed for me. And it was quite overwhelming. So the necklace itself, it really does work. I mean, there are things that I've had that didn't work as fast or as good. And so these necklaces are really, really quite a piece of art. And also, they're really interesting because it helps you with creativity, sex drive, heat regulation, water balance, metabolism. So there's a lot that goes on with these necklaces that are really, really good. It's you know, even the hypothalamus. Everything is worked on with this necklace. It's just absolutely amazing, and it does straighten out the body. The thing is, you just have to wear it and let it do its job. It's fantastic.
That's what I always tell people. Some people are so sensitive to it that they can feel it the second that they put it on, and it's almost too overwhelming for them. Whereas other people, it takes them, you know, a little bit longer. I mean, they always do, but sometimes it can take several weeks until say that they can really feel it. Whereas some people put it on and they feel it immediately.
Right.
Kind of interesting how, you know, different people's bodies take to it.
Well, I think also what you need to do when you're wearing something like that is to allow it to do its job. And the best thing I can tell you to do is just be. Just be with these necklaces. They're really sharp. They really work. They really have a lot of connection. And as your father showed me himself, that there's quite a value in them. And, again, I wore mine for 8 years before I changed anything, and I was wearing silver. And, the idea of it is to allow it to work, and I believe that most of them that I've shown to people, they were feeling changes in their brain within 2 months.
That's pretty common with people that wear it, as long as they're wearing it every day, I hear that also.
Yes. The brain, the back. I remember a lot of black pouring out of my back. I called your dad. This was 2 weeks after I put the necklace on, and he told me that's all the X-rays were coming out of my body. So it does clear the toxins, and it's quite interesting. What we did was that when Dad showed me these necklaces and showed me how they work, I was really taken back. And one of the reasons I was taken back is because Dad was doing a show, and he was showing people how these really work, and we were in Toronto. I don't know how many years ago it was, 18 years ago. And I think closer to 20, actually. And after the show, I guess there were about 500 people in the audience. He walked right up to me, never met him before in my life, and he said, "This necklace would be great for you." And I went over to the booth and immediately bought one. And when I walked over, they were testing me on how to wear the necklace, and within about 30 seconds after that, I was also telling people the necklaces that they should wear. So when we were selling the necklaces, I was telling people what to wear within maybe a half hour after I had put this necklace on. So it really works. I was really impressed with these necklaces.
I'm not actually even familiar with the story of how you met my father.
Oh, your dad? Oh, my God. I'll tell you about it. I was in the audience, and I had never met your dad before. And he kept looking at me, and I kept looking at him. And we made some kind of connection, some kind of very strong connection right away. And, of course, after the show, he came up to me and said, you know, this necklace would be wonderful for you. And I went and bought one right away. And I didn't get to meet your dad because your dad went upstairs afterwards. But his wife was there, and she was showing me the necklace, and I was doing a lot of good stuff with the necklaces. And people were coming up to me, and I was telling them what stones to wear in about a millisecond. I was picking out stones for them, and we just sold the heck out of those necklaces. They were doing all kinds of work and showing them how to pick out necklaces, and here I was within a millisecond telling them what they needed to wear. And this is like maybe 15 minutes after I had bought the necklace. So for me, it worked quickly. It worked very, very quickly. And I forget her name. She was a blonde, very, very sweet. Elsa? It was Elsa? No.
Falca.
Pardon?
Falca.
Falca, yeah. And so we got along well, and we had one heck of a good show. So I stayed an extra day and helped with the necklaces. I mean, we just had a ball. And then I met your dad, and we talked for a little while, and then I said, I got to go, and then I left. But he was an amazing guy. We were talking on the phone right after I had met him. I was calling him almost every day, telling him what was going on with the necklace. And so we built quite an interesting way of talking to each other. We did it through the necklaces and some other things that he was selling there, and I was able to decipher them very quickly. So it was a lot of fun. You know, I could see things energetically. Where he did everything scientifically, I was doing it energetically. And so we had quite a good time together.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to New York, actually.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
In October, yeah, really, really looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. So
yeah, that'll be really interesting.
Show. Yeah, the first show I've really, you know, been to and kind of done myself as well. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be probably a little bit scary, but I'm really looking forward to it. So, and I'm looking forward to doing a lecture spot too, and really talking about the receptors and the projector. I think we have two. We have one on the Thursday, on the Saturday, and then we have another one on the Sunday, which hopefully we can put something together. That would be good too.
Right, right. It would be a lot of fun.
Second day.
You know, and but New York is one heck of a good show, and so is Toronto. I was in Los Angeles, and that was a good show, but the ones I really liked were Toronto and New York. They were just fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully we can maybe get to do that one next year. I'm not sure of the dates on that one, though.
I'll have to find out. They have two shows.
Next year I'm hoping to be able to get to do San Francisco, Los Angeles, and then the two, I think one in March, and one in obviously October in New York. Is that right?
Right. The show in New York is right in Brooklyn. I mean, in Manhattan. And the New Yorker, the Hotel New Yorker, and they sometimes have 600 booths there. I mean, it's really busy. It's really great. And but your dad had the Wallace show there. He was always busy. When he went on, and God bless him, he had everybody over at the booth. And we were really, really good at showing people, and people loved the necklace. I mean, it wasn't anything that we had to do. It just, the necklace sold itself.
Well, I remember when I was, you know, when I was really, really young, and we'd come and visit, and, you know, he would be traveling. We were going to Chicago. We did shows all over. Watch him when we were really young, and we'd sit in the audience and listen to him speak and, you know, watch him doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting now that it's me in his shoes. I'm excited.
Yep, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to fill those shoes. So I'll tell you that right now.
I probably won't, but I'll do my best.
You'll do your best. I know you're very good at it, and the reason I say that, he was such a dear friend, and I know you, and you're very competent, so I know you're going to do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I am very confident myself, too, and I'm so grateful, too. I get thanked a lot by my clients and, you know, friends of my father's and people that call just to talk. And they just want to say, you know, they're just like, thank you for continuing what you're doing, because the work is so important for this planet, whether people realize it or not. And it kind of, you know, it really touches me. It makes me very grateful to be doing what I'm doing and helping people on the right path, I suppose.
Right.
So I'm very humbled to that. And it was Dad's birthday recently. It would have been the 10th of August, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
We were celebrating his 70th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and anybody that knew my father knew that he liked tequila. So, we all took tequila for him. We had maybe 30 people, and we all, you know, we all cheered and toasted to him, and so it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was.
Can imagine that's what he would have been doing had he been here, or he's doing that somewhere else.
He would have. Oh God, he had so much to live for. There was so much life in him. He was just, he was quite a guy.
He had more energy than me. That was the craziest thing. He'd be up way past me, you know, me being in my 20s or whatever, and him being in his 60s, he would be up way past the time I was. And then he would be up in the morning also, way before me.
Right.
I don't know how he did it. He had so much energy. He was so go, go, go all the time. There's no stopping him. And no one
he was
could
a great guy,
him.
He
really was.
I had a lot of fun with your dad. I really, really had a lot of fun with him. There wasn't a time that we didn't do something together when I was on the cell phone or on the telephone. We would always talk about drag racing, or we'd talk about the necklaces or whatever he wanted to talk about. We had a ball with. And for some odd reason, the energy would turn on to me, and I could see what would happen with everything that he was doing. And so we had a good time. We really had a good time. I'm going to give out some phone numbers here so people can, you know, talk to us.
There's a couple of people that wanted to call in and talk, so that's a good idea if they want to call in any time.
No problem. Great. Let's give them some phone numbers. It's 1-888. 815-9756 or 1-530-327-7602 or 1-530-413-4510. And those numbers will get you directly into us. So please don't hesitate to call. If you wanted to call to speak to Megan or myself, please do, and we'll help you to the best we can possibly can. So give us a call, and we'll love to help you. If you want a healing, if you want anything to happen, please give us a call, and we'll discuss everything with you. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. This is what your dad and I did. We had a lot of fun doing this.
I remember listening to many shows.
Yeah, he was quite interesting. So anyhow, I'm sorry that you had your teeth worked on today.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I've been having a lot of work done recently, and they changed my appointment to today. And so it was earlier on this afternoon, but they my gums and my teeth are so sensitive that they had to give me, I think it was about 6 injections in total.
Right.
And by the
right.
end of it, I couldn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. It was the
wow.
It's like such a strange feeling anyway, but I had to be really careful, you know, not to close my mouth. Luckily, I've got half the feeling back in my mouth now, which is the reason I can even talk. It's very painful. And on one side, you know, drooling isn't really a very attractive thing, so I've stayed in the house most of the day.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the thing that I love is that the way your dad did everything with ease. He knew that man could answer any question anybody asked. He was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, at ease, exactly. He had such a contentment to him also, which was the biggest thing that I admired in my father. And since he's passed away, I've really grown into and learned more about that and where that came from within him and instilling it in myself. But that was the biggest thing that I loved about him, is that he was very, very confident, very comfortable, and very content all the time. Within his skin, in his own company, he didn't need anything. He didn't need anyone. There was nothing that could give or take away from what he had inside of him.
Right.
And that
right.
contentment. And that was, I think, the biggest thing that I admired within him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was an amazing man. He was a very, 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 very amazing man. But I'm glad that you can continue on with that fabulous work that he was on. I think he did some fabulous work. And these necklaces, when he would talk to me about them, the Pleiadians who helped him out with this necklace, he knew one woman there, the Pleiadians. I'm trying to think of her name.
Samyati?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I bought the necklace and put it on, Semjazi came to me, and I told your dad this, and there were only a few words. She said, keep this necklace on. It will help you tremendously. That's all she said, and then she went away. That's all she said. And I wore it for 8 years. I never took it off, except for at nighttime. And then I put it right back on the following day. I wasn't ready for the gold necklace for 8 years. I had this silver necklace. I had one stone, and it seemed to work for me tremendously. So I just kept it, and your dad tried to talk me into a gold necklace. And the way that I found out about the gold necklace was, we were in Toronto again, and he had an 18-karat gold necklace with a diamond that was in the plastic box so people could see. And I said, let me try that on. And I tried it on, and I was out of my body within 3 or 4 seconds. I mean, I was gone. And
wow.
I said, oh, my God. Hello? Hello? Hi. This is Steve Barish and Megan Bell. Is there something you'd like to ask us? Please.
Yeah, my name is Gregory. And unfortunately, I've only been able to catch up to Dr. Bell's studies in the last several months. I was interested in the quote that Megan has on the website, and I don't have it in front of me, so forgive me. It's about the necklaces, and is it something that Dr. Bell said, that the mind is the slayer of the real?
The real.
Something
the mind is the slayer of the real. You're talking about the projector, right?
Yeah. So can you give me an interpretation of exactly what that really meant?
The mind is the slave of the real. Well, basically, obviously, you know, energy follows thought. You are what you think. So in terms of the projector, you're projecting your thoughts constantly with that necklace. So this isn't the receptor we're talking about, which is what we've been discussing, but this is the projector, which is that he said that about. Which is a crazy device which works on manifestations of your thoughts and all of your projections, and you do it without even realizing. And so when it came to that necklace, he would rather talk people out of it than talk people into it, because it was not dangerous, but I mean, it really works. It's a very powerful device, and your mind really needed to be careful. You think things, and you don't even realize you're doing it. So, like with me, I have a standalone projector. I mean, people tell you the same thing, and I also have the pendant, but I have to constantly stop myself with things that I'm thinking, mm-hmm. because you don't never want to project the wrong thing. So that's right. Probably what you're asking about.
Yeah, like I said, I've only been able to study and discern some of Dr. Bell's studies in recent months, and the only piece of equipment I have is the balance bracelet since June. Mm-hmm. Interested in some of the other creations from Dr. Bell, and if I understand with Mr. Barish has been speaking about yourself, usually the receptor would be the apparatus to purchase before the
yes.
Okay, wasn't sure.
Yes, yes. You want to buy that way before you buy the yeah. Very, very important, because what it'll do is that will actually give you balance in your brain and balance in the rest of your body. And that's very important to do before you put on a projector or use the projectors on the wall. Your mind's got to be pretty clear. It's got to be clear to the point where you are saying things positive about people, positive about the world, and being able to speak your truth. Very, very important mm-hmm. things. So
That is so true. I can't stress that enough to people, and that's even based on my own experiences with the projector. Anything mm-hmm. negative can happen with the projector. It's not all good. You know, if you're projecting negativity within to the universe or even within your own mind, it will project back upon yourself, and it really happens,
yeah.
and it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Megan, if I may ask, I know you have a muscle testing background on the website. I currently get muscle tested through a chiropractor, a kinesiologist, so might that be the avenue I can go through to get tested for the proper stone, or not necessarily?
Exactly. For the receptor, what you want to do is have him probably test you. I prefer that myself. I can't self-test myself. I'm not very good at it, and I don't always trust it. So I think it's easier to have somebody else test you if you can do that to get a more accurate result that you you know, you're definitely 100% comfortable with. And that would be mm-hmm. the stone that you would want to put into your nuclear receptor.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just be testing based on the color. The color chart based, like the color of the stone, correct?
Exactly. And I mean, if you have a more, you know, a personal preference to a stone, we can work with that also. But we, you know, they work on frequencies, as you probably know. And so we put the closest stone to that color frequency that represents that area mm-hmm. of the body. And that's why it's always a good idea to go off the colors on that color chart. But, you know, people sometimes want something different, which is fine, you know, within that color grade, and so we can also work with that.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you the necklace you should be wearing?
Absolutely, that would be wonderful.
Okay. I think what would be good for you is a garnet. And the reason I think a garnet is because the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary, spinal column, and blood, physical energy boost, digestion, balance, integration, and regeneration. I think you could use that very much.
Okay. I appreciate that reading. Thank you so much.
Sure, not a problem. I think you'll find we had a woman, or at least I had a woman about 3 years ago who was 90, and she was my best friend's mom. And she wasn't doing very well, and we gave her a necklace and put the stone in there she needed, and she's got all her memory back. So it's something that's very important. that people don't even realize how this really works. And she hasn't had it off except for nighttime. And but she's quite a woman. She's been wearing it for about 3 or 4 years now, and she's doing great with it. So it
works. So one last
works.
Question, if I could take up your time.
Yeah,
I'm not one who's flashy with jewelry. Can the necklaces be worn under your shirt, or should they be worn outside?
You can wear them both ways.
Okay.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. Whatever you're comfortable with. Some people like to wear them underneath their clothes. Some people like to wear them on top of their clothes. It really doesn't matter.
Doesn't affect the energy flow. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Again, it's wonderful to just start to get to know Dr. Bell's studies. Very interesting stuff, and I'm learning a lot.
Have you bought any
you
of his books? Do you have any of his books?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any of his books?
I have not been able to purchase any of the books yet, no.
I would highly suggest...
Studies...
Yeah, go ahead. Most of your studies?
No, as I was saying... most of the studies have been online and on Megan's YouTube page, so on and so forth.
Okay. He's got some fabulous books that would explain a lot, and you need to start with number one and work your way up. It's really it's very important to read his work. There's nothing like it on the planet. These necklaces were designed...
It helps you understand, too. It really helps you... give you a much better understanding, because there's so much in the book. But I don't talk about them as being books. I talk about them as being manuals to, like, guidelines almost, or guides to the products and to how things work. He goes over so much in every single book. They're so detailed. They're a great read, and they're very important to read too. So
I would start with number one, which tells about the body. Number one, I forget the name of the book. Please forgive me. I've got it somewhere along the way.
Are you talking about Rays of Truth, or are you talking about Death of Ignorance?
What's the second one you were telling me?
The second one is Death of Ignorance. I mean, the first book he ever wrote was Death of Ignorance, but then he released that in 2008.
Right. Death of Ignorance tells about the body, how the body works, how it works with the receptor, and how it clears the body. The other books are very detailed, very interesting, but very detailed. I think you need to start with one and work your way up. The books are just unbelievable. They're infinite power. They're just, he tells the truth, the absolute truth, what goes on in the body with these necklaces. And I think it's really important that you should maybe take a look at it. They're not expensive. But I think that it would be really, really good to read one.
Yeah, I think Rays of Truth is a really good book well for you to read. And they're on the website, on my website, and they're all the exact same price they always have been. You know, when my father was here and he was selling them, nothing changed. And so we have them all available. There's The Promise, Rays of Truth, Death of Ignorance, and The Inside Track, which talks about the One World Order and government cover-ups, UFOs, like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen them all on the website. I just haven't ordered any yet. So, again, Megan, would that be, is Mr. Barish talking about Rays of Truth as the first one to possibly pick up?
I would say Rays of Truth. Death of Ignorance talks about the body, and it talks about cellular activity, how cells interact with each other. It's very scientific. Rays of Truth covers a vast amount of different topics, such as the food that we eat, the products that we sell, the nuclear receptor, talks about the body. It talks briefly about, ETs. It covers a vast amount of things. I think there's a brief description on each one on the website too. But I would definitely say Rays of Truth, $27, is a really big book. Take you a while to read it, depending on how fast you are of a reader. But I guarantee you won't be bored reading it, that's for sure. The way he used to write was exactly how he used to talk. So he kind of goes back and forth to different things, but it's very easy to read. So
yeah.
So that was my main concern. That's the reason why I haven't ordered any as of this point, because I thought maybe they would be a little hard for an ordinary Joe to understand. But if you're saying it's not that hard of a read, I'm definitely going to
look into picking it up. It's not hard to read. It might be harder for new minds kind of coming across this type of thing. It's a lot of information. So in the fact that
right.
it's easy to read, there's a lot of information that you're constantly taking in, because that's all it is. You're reading information put together, and it's not like, you know, he's not telling a story about something. He's telling you what is and what is going on and what is happening. And so it's a lot to take in, but it's not hard to read.
If you don't mind me saying,
okay.
you're a very smart young lad, and you'd be able to pick up on this book very easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Well, I thank you both for your time this evening. I know you have other callers, so blessings to you both, and I'll see if I'll get myself out in New York in October.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to meet you.
All right. Have a good evening,
guys.
Take care. Nice young. Anybody else? We give you another number. It's 1-888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in and ask Megan or I some questions, we're more than happy to help you and give you the answers that you might be seeking. So give us a call at 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530, number 327-7602. And we're more than happy to help you as much as we possibly can and give you the most direct and answers that we possibly can give you. So we're looking to...
Yeah, and also whilst we're just on that subject really quickly about the website, we are going to be altering the online store slightly. So it's very easy to order, but the shipping amount currently that we have on there is by order. So it's the same
okay.
amount whether you order 20 things or whether you order one thing. So it's domestically throughout the U.S. is all one amount currently.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to alter that right now. So it's either by zip code or by a little bit more intricate than where it's at. So that's I've been asked that recently a little bit. So just updating
mm-hmm.
people if anybody was wondering about that. So.
Great. I'm so glad that you're on the phone with me.
It's really funny actually, because I was thinking the day that you called, and this is obviously always the way it is, but the day that you mm-hmm. called, I was sat here at my desk thinking, gosh, it's been a while since I've been on the radio with Steve. I should really give him a call, and you gave me a call that afternoon. Do you want to be on the radio? So it's funny how things work out.
Yes, really great. Really great.
Mm.
It's wonderful. But getting back to your dad, when we were in Toronto, he was generous to me in terms of talking to me. And he told me about Simjazi, and he told me about the Palladians. And I found it to be very interesting. And I didn't know how in-depth he was. He just told me about a few things. Whatever he told me, I took in, and I worked on it, just let it go. And that's the way I do things. I just, I learn something, and then I just let it go because it's in the aura anyhow. And so it's been really, really quite a trip, and it's a lot of fun. And also, it's very enjoyable, because it's opened me up to a lot of different kinds of wonderful things that are either on this planet or off the planet. And being a student of the universe, it's really wonderful to know that your dad was one of my mentors, and I was very happy that I could be with him. He was a great guy. And,
But, I felt him around recently, actually. I was sat watching a program on Netflix about called Wake Up. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but it was about somebody who he woke up one morning and he was able to see angels and demons and energies in color forms, and anyway, this documentary goes through, you know, he goes through all these different testings and then travels the world looking at different religions. And they do, you know, all this imagery, temperature photographing and pick up the things that he's able to, you know, it's really very, very interesting. Anyway, so I'm sat watching this and I have my dad's laptop, the one that he had with him when he passed. And I had that sat up on the bar top and it was off. It wasn't plugged in or anything, but the screen was up. And it was completely dark, you know, in the room and everything. And, I mean, this isn't necessarily strange because that strange things like this seem to happen all the time. But so it decides to come on for about 10 seconds. And the cursor starts moving around on it. And, it doesn't come on to, like a normal load-up screen or anything. It kind of comes on, and it's very bright. And I look over it, and I'm thinking, it's interesting, and I kind of look at the cursor moving, and then all of a sudden it switches off. And I had a very, I don't know if it was, you know, obviously my father, I know he comes and goes, but I had a very strong feeling at that point of his energy, so I don't know whether it was him or not, but sure felt like it.
It sure, I'm picking up it was, so I just think he's trying to show you some stuff, honey.
Yeah, I've noticed he's been around again recently. He was around for a long time after he passed, doing all kinds of crazy stuff to our electronics and our lights. But he's been around for, I'd say, most of this year, from about January up until about a few weeks ago. Nothing really, maybe a month ago, nothing had really been happening, and then all of a sudden, the activities picked up again. Very strongly I've found around me, and you know, I live alone with my, I have a little dog. She picks up on it too. She woke up in the middle of the night, woke me up, and looking over at the door and kind of watching something. I don't know what she was looking at, but lots of strange things, like my loft, my attic keeps flying open on its own, and lots of interesting things happen. So yeah, I feel them around me.
Yeah, he's if he can get her, if he can come in, he'll come in. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. He'll make himself known.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has a magnificent way of doing that.
Yeah, well, he had a very strong presence when he was here. So.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He had a wonderful way about him. I know that. He was amazing. I enjoyed his company no matter where I was. And I know I was out in California once with him over at his house in Laguna Beach. And he put on a show for us with his crystals. It was just unbelievable. Just really, really unbelievable. Crystals were just going all over the place. And it was just wonderful. He had a way about him that was just fabulous, just absolutely fabulous. I can't talk enough about your dad. He taught me an awful lot. But he was very humble. I'll tell you that. Your father was a very humble man.
Yeah,
he really,
he was.
Really
this
knew
was
his.
Love.
He knew his stuff. And he didn't have to say anything to anybody. He just knew it. And when he talked, you knew he knew it. And so we had a good time. But I remember buying my projector from him. And he says, "I want you to buy a platinum projector." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, I want you to buy a platinum projector. The prices are down, and I want you to go buy one. And I want you to have a gold... the gold part of the necklace that had the platinum on the top part. I forget what they call that. But anyhow, they held the diamonds. And he says, "I want you to wear that because, you know, you need that necklace right now." I said, "Okay." So I think there's three of them on the planet. I don't think there's any more. I think there's three of us that have that necklace. I don't think there's any more. unless there is.
Yeah, I've sold gold ones, but I haven't sold any platinum ones.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's only three, maybe, possibly four. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Steve. This is Debbie.
Debbie who? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, Debbie who, honey?
Debbie from New York.
Oh, yes, hi. I'm sorry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I was wondering if you could tell me which necklace I should get.
Hold on a second. Sapphire. The blue sapphire, honey. That would be for your heart.
Okay, I like
that. Excuse me?
Oh, okay. I like that one. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, honey. Megan Bell is on the phone with me.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. I have pugs, too.
You have what, sorry?
I have pugs also.
Oh, aren't they just the best?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nearly 7 months, and she's probably the biggest clown of a dog I've ever had in my life. I absolutely love her. She brings me such joy. I just love her.
Oh. Yeah, I have four of them.
Really?
Yeah, I was contemplating getting another one, but she's quite a lot to handle right now while she's a puppy, so I think I'm going to wait until she's a bit older. But, yeah, most people say that, actually. If you have pugs, they start collecting them because they're such lovely dogs. I personally am biased, but I think they're the best breed ever. They're just so much fun.
Well, once you have one, then you're stuck on them.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask a question about the bracelet.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't sure exactly how that works.
Well, the balance bracelet is based on, it's a titanium bracelet, which is iron-charged mineralized ball, so there's no magnets in it. People get it confused quite often with the magnetized bracelet. There isn't another bracelet that is the same as this anywhere on the market in regards to these strength bracelets. Now, it's a balanced bracelet, and it works with the blood. And so as soon as you put it on, you can feel it. And I was just talking to a client today, actually, about this. She was a bit skeptical about buying it. She bought it because she was asking, you know, if she could return it if she didn't feel anything from it or whatever. She put it on, and as soon as she put it on, she could feel it going up her arm. Now, people feel like a tingling sensation in their arm, but you feel an overall calming almost immediately when you put it on. And it's not the same as a nuclear receptor. It doesn't stop the ELF and EMF frequencies from affecting your body negatively. It's a very calming bracelet. Now, people wear it in yoga, and they wear it for strength training. It can almost not double what you can lift, but people that do strength training, they put it on and they become stronger. They can lift several pounds? Well, I don't know what your metric system is. In the US, I really should know this. But they can lift more, you know, heavier weights when they have it on than when they can't. And a lot of people in yoga also find that their balance is completely unstoppable. And when the tests that we do, you know, you step over, you pull your arm down, you do the different balance tests. And we also do the one where you drink water and you put the bracelet around it too. And you feel the effects of it that way. It's a fantastic bracelet.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to talk to you about the bracelet. I didn't even know about the bracelet.
Oh, the bracelet's on the bracelet's on the website, Steve.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. I thought I told you, but maybe I haven't. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll let someone else call in, all right? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. When did you come out with the bracelet, honey?
It was about a year ago.
About a year ago? I'll have to check into it.
Yeah, and it was a good friend of my father's technology, and we decided to go ahead and you know, start selling it through the website, and we make our own. And it, you know, it helps you feel energized. It gives you a really good sense of well-being and very increased balance, increased flexibility. And also it helps with pain in your joints, like stiffness, you know, arthritis and things like that. It's a pretty cool bracelet. We've had some really good results with it.
Wonderful. I'm going to have to call you on that. I'd like to get one myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, I'll be bringing them to the show as well, so we can do the tests on people there, show people how they
work.
You can put it on, you'll be able to feel it instantly, probably. It's a really nice little bracelet, actually, and it's very inexpensive. It's only $88 as well, and it's all titanium, so it's really nice.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's great. I have to look on your website. I haven't been on your website in a while.
Yeah, well, we keep changing it, and it's still a work in progress. Got lots to add to it still, like I said, we're working on our store, on the online store, to make that a lot better than what it is right now.
Wonderful.
But also, people can call up and, you know, place orders over the phone. They don't have to do it on the website. We can give them a much more accurate shipping amount as well when they do it over the phone. If you give us the address before we place the order, then we can do it that way too.
Yeah.
To let people know.
Yeah, that's fabulous. It sounds really great. Listen, we're going to have to call
kept,
up and...
Go
ahead.
Sorry. No, I was
go
just
ahead,
going to say
honey,
I, kept the same, I kept the same theme as obviously, the, as how Dad had it before, but
I
just updated it slightly, because he never wanted to update it, and we were constantly saying, this is from the 90s. I know that you don't like moving forward with... things like this, but we need to change it. We kept trying to get to change it, and he was like, whatever. So we finally went ahead and changed it a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay. Well, your dad, when he invents stuff, it was incredible.
Incredible.
So anyhow, listen, I'm going to have to call it an evening. It's 8:57. If you'd like to give out your phone number and talk to them, let them know where you're at and phone number and how to get in touch with you.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for having me on, Steve. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and that hour actually went by lightning fast. I can't believe it's been an hour.
Yes.
So my phone number is 714-404-0800. That's 714-404-0800. And the website is pyradyne.com, which is PYRADYNE. And then we also have an email address, which is, you can get us at pyradyne, again, PYRADYNE, at hotmail.com. And my name is Megan Bell.
Thank you so much for being on, Megan Bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Wonderful having you on again. Anytime you want to come on, you're on.
All righty. I will be.
Okay, honey. Take care of yourself.
You too. Nice talking to you, and we'll speak soon.
Yes, honey. This is Steve Barish. We've been talking about Pyradyne.com, and please be in touch with Megan if you're interested. Which it sounds like you will be. And my name again is Steve Barish, and this is a Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I'm so glad that we could talk to the people that came on. So have a good evening, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye.